Phoneboy Speaks, episode 439, Open Source Telecom.
At this point, a lot of the developed world and some of the third world even has a mobile phone infrastructure, meaning that there's towers and there are operators that provide the service, and you can buy SIM cards and get connectivity to essentially a global network. A lot of it is based on GSM technology, and there's other ways to do it as well, but GSM is still the predominant method that this is done. And there are some places, of course, where traditional telecom infrastructure, it's just not economically feasible. I can tell you from having worked at Nokia, and I've talked with some of the folks in what they used to call Nokia Siemens Networks or Nokia Networks, or I guess it's now I forgot what it's actually called now. But anyway, a lot of the equipment that's required to run a mobile phone network, it's really expensive, and it requires major infrastructure, and they're not inconsequential purchases, I can assure you. And there's only a few manufacturers of that stuff, and because the number of customers are very small and such, they're just expensive. Now, there are fortunately open source solutions out there, and in fact, there's currently a village in the middle of nowhere in Indonesia that has an operating cell phone network. They've got one tower, and it runs on about $10,000 worth of gear and very minimal power, and it's its own little thriving economy there, and it's connected to the global cell phone network by a satellite, and it's mostly used for SMS. Outside of the local area, it's only used for SMS really, because they don't have enough of a connection to the rest of the world. So this village is 4 hours from the nearest city, and they're even camping on spectrum that if somebody else were there, the Indonesian telecom authorities wouldn't like it, but they've come to sort of a handshake agreement with the Indonesian telecom authorities, saying, well, if nobody's there using it, then go ahead. And so this network has essentially been built in the middle of nowhere, and it's helping the local economy in this village. People are using the network to communicate with each other. They're using, they buy credits on the network, and they can exchange it like currency, using prepaid credits as a form of currency is not new either, but it's this kind of, open source, infrastructure, right? That is going to be needed in places where it's just not economically feasible to do it any other way. As I say, they got about $10,000 worth of gear, and they actually have to shut it down at night because they don't have enough power to run it. So it's great to see things like this, and get more people connected to the larger world. I know people have used it for nefarious purposes in other places, but I think these kinds of technologies, this open source telecom infrastructure, and there's several projects that are involved here. These are great things because it does allow more economical infrastructure to be built in places where it's just not economically feasible to do it. I mean, it would be interesting to see even some of the larger telcos take this on, right? And say, rural Washington State somewhere, or rural, some place where there's not a ton of people, that they can provide some level of service, but rather than have to spend, the insane amount of money it costs to, build towers and all of that stuff, you can just put up, infrastructure that still communicates using the same technology that your regular phones use. That was the amazing thing, is that when they put the cell tower up in this little village in Indonesia, it immediately a bunch of things tried to connect to it, because they see a GSM network. Hey, let's connect to it. And that's the thing about this technology is GSM is very pervasive, and there's a lot of things that can use it. And I think, say, even many of the patents have probably expired on it too. So you can get away with using it in a lot of places. So I love seeing stuff like like this. I hope to see more of it in the future. And, you know, congrats to this little village in Indonesia that has its own cell phone network. And, you know, that's great stuff. And yeah, I definitely want to see more of that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.